The RME has been here in the Quad Cities for a little over a decade. What's its role here in the community?
Well, its role has changed since its original vision with the Quad Cities. The RME started as a museum, a musical museum, and 2 years later, we developed the Redstone Room, which is a full live performance venue. And with that, we've been able to produce live concerts on a regular basis. So right now we do about 130 concerts a year.
So what kind of artists come through?
Everything from bluegrass to indie to jam bands. We really try to focus a lot on the music of the river. So music that navigated up the river like gospel, jazz, and blues.
What is the mission of the RME? I know a lot of it has to do with education and bringing that experience to people.
Correct. One of the things that people don't realize is that we really have a twofold mission with the RME. First of all, the most relevant or the most obvious mission is that we do live music performances, and we feature local bands, up-and-coming bands, regional and even national feature artists. But the second part of our mission, which is really the part that's true to our hearts, is our education. We are in the business of developing the future band members and teaching them the history of the music and what's important about our culture and bringing music up the river, how it affected lives, what happened in the past. So nurturing music through the past.
What kind of feedback do you get from community members who take part in those programs?
A lot of people, especially our students who become involved with us, one of the feature programs we have is Kidstuck. It used to be Rock Camp USA. We dropped that title this last year to form Kidstuck. And Kidstuck is our summer program that involves 2-week programs, three individual ones throughout the summer. And those are where kids can come together who have no music experience, no band experience, and from ages 8 to 18. And our group divides them up into bands their first day, and they get their own instructor. And for 2 weeks, they become their own band. So that's the core to what we do. We really teach kids how to be inspired through music.
We've been talking with Deb Powers, CEO of the River Music Experience, as part of Quad Cities Live Month. Deb, what do you all have going on this month?
Well, we have our normal concerts going on, which are, like I said, we do about 130 concerts a year. So we average 10 to 14 concerts every month. This month, we have a few good headliners coming up. A local David G. Smith, who is a singer-songwriter, and he's going to be featured at the Redstone Room.
Redwoods waving at me. They won't catch me throwing wisdom at me. I put it in my pocket, oh. You know, sometimes you gotta go. Oh, going out to find my ocean soul.
And then on April 23rd, we have Frank F. Sidney's Western Bandit Volunteers, which should be a really fun regional band. They're opening for Chicago Farmer, who is a longtime favorite at the RME.
And Quad Cities Live Month is coming to its end. We're towards the end of April now. What does this effort do for the push for performance arts in the community after this month is over?
Well, I think that the month is perfect. It's great timing because, especially in the music industry and really having live music, the Quad Cities has just blossomed in the last year even with Day Trotter and a lot of the local venues playing live music. We're really becoming a mecca for music, and people are starting to realize that. And having a month like April feature live music is so important to us because it's right before festival season. So River Music Experience is part of Camp Euphoria, which is a big festival held up in Lone Tree, Iowa, on a local farm. So it's a lot of fun to expose people to what's available within driving distance of the Quad Cities.
How much has changed in the music scene since the RME first opened?
Oh, my gosh. So much. I would say primarily education, because there are venues in the schools to have traditional music lessons and music programs. You have the symphony with youth symphonies, and that's wonderful. But really, RME fills all those gaps where kids kind of fall in between. It's amazing. A lot of the kids that we typically instruct at RME. I can't say typically, but they're kids that may be struggling. They're not necessarily a member of a team. They might be really inspired by an acoustical guitar and a solo performance. There's nothing wrong with that, and we really try and help those kids get through some of the really difficult situations kids can be exposed to.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to invite everyone personally to the River Music Experience, see what we have. We're currently featuring the Quad City Symphony's 100-year stories in our galleries. We have some other displays there, and I welcome people to enjoy Live at 5, which is our free community concerts starting every Friday in the first week of June.
I never worked so hard.